Last week, coming up, last week, it's coming. See, I woke you up. It's coming. Don't forget Mother's Day next week. And we have a gift for all ladies, 16 years and up. So we don't want you to forget that. Come next week. And so we just want to honor ladies and honor what God has given unto us. And so we just pray that God would be with you in that day. So we do want to thank you for your tithe and offerings. Last Sunday, tithe and offerings was $733. So thank you for your giving. And we just pray that the Spirit of the Lord will bless you beyond measure as you give unto the Lord and asking God to move upon that situation. Leonard's not here. I know he's speaking. Bring him a bulletin and take a marker and just go through this thing. Okay. I know his birthday is coming up, or May 8th. So it's good. How old is Mr. Leonard? 70 what? 75. And, you know, he's speaking today in Lake Arthur. Is he doing the whole service? No, he's not doing the whole service there. Okay. Sometimes he does the whole service. Like, he'll go and speak for Gideon's, and the pastor will tell him, look, I want you to preach a sermon. And so that's great. At 75 or 74 now, 75, still preaching like that every once in a while. So thank you, Lord. You know, God will use you if you want to be used. And, you know, great is our God this morning. I mean, that's just in my spirit. Great is our God this morning. No matter what, we don't go by what we see on the outside. We go by faith in Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. Praise God. That's our victory. That's our power. That's our source. That's our God. Praise God. And so look to him continuously. You know, you have a problem or situation, and we all do, give it to him and say, Lord, solve it. Right, if you want to solve it, it's up to him. He can do things that will change people's hearts and minds and help people. Also, let's see. Well, Thursday night Bible study, we're taking a break till later date, so we'll let you know when that will come about, okay? Amen. Well, all right, I think that's it. Testing 1, 2. Everything's good? Y'all can hear me? Good. That's the main thing. Let's take our Bibles. Let's make our declaration before them. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. To turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12 is really the Acts of the Church, after the Holy Spirit was poured out in Acts chapter 2 upon the church body. And then, you know, the Spirit of God came into the church and they went forth and they preached the gospel. But the Acts is the book of Acts, like things that happened within the church, the power of Almighty God being poured out, how God changed situations, you know, how the disciples saw how great their God was. How great he was. I want you to look, if you look at verse 5 of that chapter, starting there, it says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, where prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now look at this. It says, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now that here we see Peter was put into prison. And the church body just being formed, just coming together, it was new. It was a new church in that area. I mean, that was the only church, the body of Christ. But Peter was put into prison. And it says the church got together. They came together because they knew physically they probably couldn't do a thing to get them out of prison. They knew that there was nothing that they could do from themselves except pray to their God, who God can make a way somehow to make it happen and get them out of that jail. You know, sometimes we get into a place where we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. Mankind does not have the correct answer for every situation. But you see, a lot of times God will get us, you and I as Christians, in a predicament so that we have to turn to Him because we are His children. He does not want us to go waywardly without Him or to have church without Him, to have the function of a church without the power and the presence of Almighty God in the midst of that church, and how God can move mightily, mightily. I heard of a pastor that came from China. A Christian pastor came from China and came and was scoping out the American church, the body of Christ. And the one thing he said was that the church in America can't function without the Holy Spirit. That's not a compliment. Now, probably, honestly, you can go to every country and say that almost, all over the world. But he was just coming and looking and trying to give advice and help and whatever. We need the Spirit of the Lord, people. We need to seek Him. We need to honor Him. We need to have Him in our lives. We need to look to Him. And the church body was saying, what can we do? So they said, and I think it was the Spirit of the Lord, not just I think, but it's the Spirit of the Lord that put it on somebody's heart in the church. Somebody in there saying, pray, 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 seek me, seek me, seek me, and you shall find me, find me, find me. And they got together and they started to pray. They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know the outcome of what would happen. But they knew their God was in control because they were seeking Him. They were honoring Him as a church, and they were praying for Peter and asking God to move upon that situation because they needed Him to be the head of that church, the head of those people. And look at this. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. You have to realize this. The night before, Herod had planned to kill Peter. He had made a plan for him to be on the outside, the doorways, so that he would be outside so everybody could see, to destroy Peter, to try to destroy the church. And let me tell you, the enemy's out there. And he's trying to destroy the body of Christ. He's trying to destroy families. He's trying to destroy pastors. He's trying to destroy children of the living God because he hates the church. But let me tell you, our God is a great God. And let me tell you, he's more powerful than any demon out there, any evil spirit out there. He's the great God Jehovah that made the heavens and the earth and everything that's in it. That's how great he is. We just need to get a hold of that power, get a hold of the Spirit of the Lord, and let the Spirit of God work within us. And we need to listen to the voice of the Lord and say, Father, show me, and help me to obey that voice. Help me to obey you, Father. It says this, that same night in verse 6, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side. That means he woke him up. He woke him up. And raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Let's stop right there. Look. This is great, people. The same God that did that to Peter is the same God we serve today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did that for Peter. He can come in and do a mighty work in our hearts and in our lives. He can do it if we allow him to. But you might say, well, Pastor, why did he do it so miraculously there? Because I believe this, the people were praying. The people were praying. The people were praying. They were seeking God. And God says, I'm going to do something that's going to change their lives. I'm going to do something that's going to build their faith in their God. How great is he? My God, look, we serve a God that created everything in the world. Everything. From the beginning of time, of the creation of the earth, till today, created it all for humanity. How great is he? How many times have we been in places where God has stepped in? And then, if he wouldn't have stepped in, what would have happened? What a God we serve. Remember those times. Remember those times where God spoke to you certain things that helped you on the inside. Remember those times when you were out there in the world, something happened, and God sent somebody to encourage you. Remember those times when you didn't know how you would pay whatever tomorrow, and God stepped in somehow, and God moved in that situation. See, we should write those things down so we don't forget. Because next year is going to come, and it might get hard in a certain situation. And the devil tries to sway us with our faith in our God. But that we can sit down and call out those things and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for answering me when I needed an answer. Thank you for financially blessing me when I didn't know how I was going to pay that. Thank you for taking that depression away. You know, thank you for helping me with this situation with my son or my daughter. Thank you for helping me in this situation with my husband or my wife. Thank you, Lord God, that you're such a good God unto me, my Lord. And also don't forget, say, Lord, thank you. I remember the day I gave my life to you. Thank you for taking my sins away and healing my body and helping me with all situations. Hear those people who are praying. A praying church. The power of Almighty God. And it says all of a sudden, what's the amazing thing is, Peter knew the next day destruction was coming to him, and God didn't heal him. He knew death was on his forehead. It was written. An amazing thing that he could sleep. Number one, in a prison. Number two, with chains. Two chains, one at his feet and one, I guess, at his hands. Two chains. With guards inside, guards outside. It's an amazing thing that he was sleeping. That's the peace of God. We could learn something from that. We could learn something. That God can give us peace no matter how rough the storm is on the outside. I mean, yesterday morning, we had a rough storm. We woke up to rain. Woke up to darkness. So it was pouring down, pouring down, pouring down. But around, well, I'd say where I was at, around 11 or so, you saw it breaking. And the sun came out. That's just like God. It breaks forth. God breaks forth. The sun is always there. You know, the earthly sun is always there. No matter if there's clouds and rain, it's always there shining. It's just we don't see it. That's just like the S-U-N. You know, that's just like the S-O-N, too. It's always there. God's sun is always there. No matter how it looks on the inside, no matter what's going on in our hearts and in our lives, the power of Almighty God is still there. Still there, laying down with chains, two chains and cords, and knowing death is tomorrow. He had his faith in Christ. People, don't let the things of this world entangle you so bad that you can't sleep or you can't, you know, have the peace upon your heart and life. And I said, well, Pastor, what do I do? Go to him. Just constantly go to him. Every time something comes about that disturbs your peace, you take that thing and say, Father, it's yours. Father, it's yours. Father, it's yours. You're doing what the scripture says, to cast all your cares upon the Lord. Because why? He cares for who? You and I. That's right. He's saying, give it to me so I can take care of it. Give it to me and I'll take care of it. Give it to me and I'll take care of it. That's the kind of God we serve, people. He's saying, come on, give it to me. You know, that's not like humanity that says, give your problems to somebody else. You know, but we have a God that says, give it to me. Because you see, our God can handle all situations, all problems, all difficulties. That's the power of Almighty God. We look at this scripture and we're going to read the rest of it. We look at it and say, my God. It's almost an impossibility. Yes, you're right. With humanity, it's almost impossible. With the Charlie Church, it was impossible. What could they do? They did what they could do, and they did the best thing. The best thing. The church needs to come back to that prayer time of praying to the Father and seeking Him more than ever before, especially in these end times. Seeking Him like never before. To have the power and the presence of Almighty God moving upon the church and upon God's people. Let's read the rest of it, or some of them. Look at this. Let's go back to verse 7. It says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. What great power, huh? Can you imagine? Just fell off like it's nothing. But God is nothing, people. The chains of bondage that the devil puts upon God's people, because we allow it to happen, can fall off so quickly under the power and the presence of the Lord. The angel, that was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that walked into that prison. We need to let God into those prison areas of our hearts, people. Those areas that we shut off to humanity, we shut off to God, and we say, no, 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 no one can go into that place. I'm the only one. Let God into those prisons so He can break the chains of bondage, so we can be what God requires and wants us to be. The Almighty God is the one that can break those prison chains and those chains upon our minds and hearts. He's the only one. But He can do it by His power and His authority as we allow Him to do it. Number 8. And the angel said unto him, gird yourself, bind on your sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast your garments about you and follow me. And he went out and followed him. And was not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Here all this time, people, he's thinking it's just a vision. That's how great it was. He just thinks it's a vision. This is not actually happening. This didn't actually happen. Verse 10. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. That means it opened automatically. They even had iron gates back then. Think of that. You know how when you walk in hospitals and stuff and those doors just open up, you know, or the gates and so. Hey, that's not nothing new on God. You know, God had power gates before we even invented it. And they went out and passed on through one street, wherewith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. We're going to start at verse 12. Let me tell you this, people. I know the angel part was capitalized, so it was Jesus. We're only to bow down and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No angel is to be worshipped. None of that stuff. The only one is to be worshipped is God Almighty. That's the only one. That's the only one. The only one. That's who we're to worship. Him and Him alone. When he came to his senses, he said, this is not a vision or a dream. This is actual reality. And let me tell you, something happened in the heart of Peter that changed him forever. He saw the power of God that he had never seen before. God says in the last days that he would what? Trickle down his spirit. What is it? What he said? He would blood in the last, pour out his spirit upon all flesh. We're going to see things that we never could imagine. As we pray and seek the face of God, the power of Almighty God will be poured out upon the church like never before. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. It's going to be poured out upon the church. But I tell you what, it's not going to be poured out on a church that's just not doing their part as far as seeking Him and honoring Him like we are supposed to. These people were praying and asking God to move. They didn't tell God what to do either. That's a lesson for us to learn. We as the body of Christ, we don't tell God what to do. We line ourselves up with the Word of God. And we can quote the Word of God back to Him and say, Lord, this is what you wrote. Lord, honor your Word. We don't tell God what to do. Ooh, that's a lesson for the church to learn. He is our Commander-in-Chief. He is our God. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. We bow to Him. And He tells us what to do. As we submit our hearts and lives to Him and allow the Spirit of God to move in our hearts and lives, He does the work. He does the mighty power in our hearts and lives as the Spirit of God comes upon individuals. That's the power of Almighty God. That's the power of Almighty God. We're to look to Him, to see His power, to see who He is, and let Him do the mighty work that needs to be done in our hearts and in our lives. That's the power of Almighty God. That's the power of Almighty God. We have the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, there's no other name like that. The name of Jesus. It says in Scripture that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord. All demons in hell tremble every time you say Jesus. I hope Sunday is the worst day for them. Because Jesus hopefully is exalted in every church, which I know it's not, but hopefully Jesus is said many a times and they just tremble. They tremble because His name is being sent forth. Because there's power in that name. There's authority in that name. You know why? Because of what He did at Calvary's cross that gave Him the authority and the power to conquer those things. Not on His behalf, And he says, now, church, you have my name. You have my blood. You have my name. You have my son, Jesus. And people, we have the authority that as we pray for our loved ones, as we pray about certain situations, that we can come against those things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, Lord, I come against those things that are holding back, Lord God, the church from prospering. We bind that thing in the name of Jesus. It says in scriptures we have the authority to bind and loose. Bind and loose. We bind the enemy. And we ask God to loose the Spirit of the Lord upon that area and upon that place. It's spirits that go forth, my God. We have the authority in the name of Jesus. Just think of this. Every time you pray with your food and you say in Jesus' name, or you pray together as a couple in Jesus' name, you pray together as a family in Jesus' name, those demons are tripping. Because they know, they say, oh my God, they got a hold of the name. Oh my God, they got a hold of that name. Is that what you, oh God, they said it again, they said it again. Ooh, let's try to shut them up. Let's try to bring pressure upon their lives. Let's try to tip them over on their faith that they don't trust Jesus anymore. But every time they try to tip us over, the power of God comes in and changes our hearts and gives us more power, more authority in the name of Jesus. My God, that we could walk around, not in us people, but in the power and authority of Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. My Lord, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. Ooh, my Lord. Praying and seeking God. Praying and seeking God. Look at this. And when they, verse 12, and when they had considered the things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together and prayed. It's an amazing thing. He's out of jail, and they still pray. It's an amazing thing. The Spirit of God spoke to them, and I know it. I don't know how many can say it here, but the Spirit of God spoke to them somehow, some way, and they were praying. And they kept on praying. They kept on praying. They didn't know he had come out of the prison already. That's the power of Almighty God. And it says this, and as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hear hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, you are mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. When they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show you these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. The power of Almighty God. How great is your God? Can you imagine he's knocking at the door? The maid comes out. She didn't even see him because they said the walls were high and of brick usually. And she heard his voice. And she ran back in while they prayed. He's at their front gate and saying, he's here. And what did they say? No, that's his angel. All right. He kept knocking because he couldn't just walk in. He was locked. Kept knocking. And when they came out and they heard his voice, they said, this is Peter. This is Peter. Your God is a great God. To go in, to free Peter, to bring him out, because the people were praying and seeking God, saying, move, Lord. Can you imagine the faith that rose up on the inside of all the church that was praying in Mary's house? Can you imagine the power and the presence of Almighty God being in that place where they just said, oh my God, look at this. And Peter sits down and he says, I have to tell you the story. And he sits down and he says, let me tell you what happened. You know, when God does something great for you, it's like it's hard to keep it quiet. But it's like you don't want to brag, but it's hard, you know, because you want to brag on your God, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that, when you're bragging on your God, saying, look what he did. Look what he did. There was no hope. And he came in, you know, the angel came in. My chains fell off. But how did they fall off? I don't know. They just fell off. In the presence of Almighty God, the chains of sin fall off under the power of God. And I just walked out. I put on my clothes. He told me to put my shoes on, my clothes, and my cloak. And I just walked out. Went through two gates, went through the last gate, and it just, look, I have to tell you this, people. It just automatically opened. I've never seen that before. There was no two guys that got out and unlocked it and opened it. It just automatically. And when I was walking here, the angel left me. And here I am at your door. And they just said, tell us, that's the whole story, tell it to us again. Building their faith in their God. Because you know why? Great is your God. If he can do that for Peter, he can do that for us. Just as hard as the situation was in Peter's life, because he thought really honestly, death was tomorrow. But God is a God that can do many things. And he can change situations around if we allow him to change it, people. That's the power of Almighty God. Look, lay those things at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of your God in the throne room of heaven. Give it to him. Say, Lord, I don't know how to change this thing. I don't know what to do. But I tell you what, Father, I know what to do. And I'm going to lay it at your altar. Now, you speak to me. You tell me what to do. And during that time, I'm going to just keep laying it at your feet. Keep knocking on that door till they come and listen. Knock. Seek. Knock upon that door. Keep knocking for your healing. Keep knocking for God to move in such situations. Keep knocking on that door. Don't let go of the things of God. The devil will try to tell you it's no use. Let go. But God says just keep on knocking because I'm coming. Well, I'm not coming. You know, Peter probably could have, Peter might have thought, hey, Lord, it would have been nice if we would have came a few hours earlier. You know. But you see, God has a perfect timing for all things. He knows the perfect timing for you in the situations you're going. He knows, people. He knows the best thing for us. And look, nobody wants to go through hard times. At all, spiritually or physically, at all. Nobody. I mean, we want everything to ride smooth and do, you know, and not have any difficulties and just go on in life. But you see, a lot of times, it's through that valley that we get to know God. That valley experience with Peter, we got to know his God. That's the great thing. All those Israelites, they got to know their God as the great deliverer. That's why Mary and all those ladies with the tambourines would start playing and thanking their God. A worship of praise and honor unto him. A worship of praise and honor unto him. There's no other God like your God. I know the enemy will come in and try to say things that just aren't true. Remember this, anytime the enemy says something in your mind or tries to throw something in your mind, always remember it's totally different. Because he's a liar. He doesn't tell the truth. So that's why we go back to his word and read his word, and the word tells us what is truth. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you are the great God, Jehovah. That you are in control and not me and not Smoothfoot or I. that you are in control of my children and my spouse and our church and everything else. Lord, you know what to do and how to get it done, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you are the great God Jehovah that can solve every situation and every problem as I give it to you, Lord. You may not do it in my timing, but Lord, you know the right timing to do it in. Because you are the great God. Great is he. Great is he. What a God we serve. Don't ever let anybody mock your God or say evil against your God. He's great. He's great. And there's no other than my King. No other than my King. The world will try to tell you there's many gods, but there's only one. There's only one. There's only one that died on the cross. There's only one that rose again from the dead. And there's only one that's coming back. Is coming soon. You may stay, please. Anyone else? Let's pray together. We have two people that raise their hands, so we're going to pray. Repeat this prayer and say, Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my God. I believe that you died on the cross and you rose again from the dead. And you're seated at the right hand of the Father. I accept you as my God. I accept you as my Lord, and I accept you as my Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may look this way. Lift eyes. Jelaine and I, we appreciate you. We thank God for you, and we love you. Amen. And we pray you have a great week. Amen. I'm going to end it with prayer. Okay, say, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your people. Lord God, I pray the power of the Spirit of God will be upon each and every one of them. Help them to accomplish your will, Lord. Lord, I thank you for their willingness to serve you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Be with them and help them this day. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You are dismissed.